Chapter 3, American Empires, Mother Countries and Daughter Colonies, Let the Conflict Begin. As Voltaire pointed out, the ideals expressed in Salon society were at odds with the reality of the time period. While preaching of liberty and human rights at home, across the world, Europeans were enforcing slavery and a brutal policy of maintaining empire. Empire spelled E-M-P-I-R-E. Empire. At the same time that they were focusing on their own rights, Europeans were taking human rights away from millions of non-Europeans. How could Europeans justify this hypocrisy? In essence, the Europeans viewed non-Europeans as less than human. Just as Europeans naturally were guaranteed rights, non-Europeans naturally did not deserve the same because of their supposed inferior race and culture from the European viewpoint. The only way that non-Europeans could improve was simply to become like Europeans. Then perhaps they might be closer to being considered fully human. The Europeans were not fully successful in this goal, however. In the United States in particular, they produced a country based in European Western traditions, with European language, dress, and religion, but still reflecting much of the wildness and independence that the Europeans saw as the enemies to the social order of the Enlightenment. In order to understand the partially accomplished nature of this European goal, it is first necessary to understand that the United States today was actually composed of several different European Empire territories, namely the English, French, Spanish, and Dutch colonies of the 16th through 18th centuries. Secondly, to understand the frustrations that the Europeans felt, the central metaphor of this American empire is helpful. The mother country was back in Europe, and the daughter colonies were in the New World of the American continents. This mother-daughter relationship is a good metaphor, particularly during the adolescence of the New World during the Enlightenment, when the mom and her daughters did not always agree.